Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 23rd, 2026 Rules Committee meeting. I'm your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Stephen Sherrill, as well as President Raphael Mandelman. Today's clerk is Victor Young, and I want to thank Jamie Echeverry with SFGovTV for making sure that this meeting is publicized and made available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements this morning?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. Where your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comment by U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of April 7th, unless otherwise stated. That completes my announcements.
Thank you so much. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Dominica Henderson to the Municipal Transportation Agency Board of Directors for a term ending March 1st, 2030.
Thank you so much. And I believe we have Director Henderson here. So please come up and tell us why you want to continue to serve.
Good morning. Greetings to you, and thank you for having me, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, and President Mandelman. My name is Dominica Henderson, and I appreciate this opportunity to be able to share a few thoughts about my experience as I seek reappointment to the SFMTA Board of Directors. I come to you today with the experience of a very committed affordable housing and community building professional. Also, as someone who was born and raised in San Francisco by public servants, including a retired muni operator. As a weekend restaurant worker in my family business on 3rd Street, as a commuter and a transit rider every day, and as an aspiring bike rider, and of course, as a current SFMTA board member. As I reflect on the past few years that I served on the board, there were many challenges that we had to overcome. And I'm proud to have been part of the agency's achievements to launch microtransit like the Bayview Shuttle, to increase ridership on the 22, to exceed pre-pandemic levels, and even, you know, proud of some of the lessons that we learned from some of the mistakes or the revisits that we had to make on street improvement projects and quick build projects in different neighborhoods. Yesterday at the Caltrain naming ceremony, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi said that transportation is transformation. And even during this time of fiscal uncertainty and difficulty financially for MTA, I'm really excited at the chance to continue to work to use transportation as a transformation tool for neighborhoods and communities in San Francisco to help continue the evolution of this city and the resurgence of this city. And I know that now more than ever, this role as a board member comes with hard decisions, but it also brings about the opportunity to deliver impactful, tangible results and solutions to many of the challenges that we face every day. And so I look forward to being a partner to you all, supervisors, and also to the community to be able to continue the good work and hopefully see a very much stronger and more efficient SFMTA. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Director Henderson. And we will now go to public comment on this item, seeing nothing from my colleagues.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Public comment is now closed. And I just want to say one thank you to Director Henderson for a continued willingness to serve. There's a lot of obviously concerns that we have moving forward, MTA, particularly dealing with budget deficits as we move forward, and appreciate you willing to step up at this hard time. Also just want to thank you as someone who I know is a true member of community and does actually spend time on riding muni and in time in community talking about people's concerns with MTA. So I want to appreciate you for that. And I'd like to make a motion to amend item one and remove rejecting, leave approving, and send forward to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend and recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Stephanie Kajina to the Municipal Transportation Agency Board of Directors for a term ending March 1st, 2030.
Thank you so much. And I know that Director Kajina is here. And would you please come up and tell us why you want to continue to serve?
Thank you so much. Good morning, Chair Walton and members of the Rules Committee. Thank you for the opportunity for me to be here today. I'm honored to be considered for reappointment to the SFMTA Board of Directors, where I currently serve as Vice Chair. I want to begin by thanking Mayor Lori for this nomination and his continued trust in my leadership. It has been a privilege to serve the residents of San Francisco in this role, helping guide an agency that so many people rely on every day. Public transportation is more than a system, it is a lifeline. It connects our communities to opportunity, to education, to healthcare, and to each other. And it must work for everyone. That commitment is personal to me. I am a proud Latina and the first Latina to serve on the SFMTA Board of Directors. It's crazy that it took this long, but yes, I am the first. And I carry that commitment with a deep responsibility and intention. Today, approximately 28% of the SFMTA's ridership is Latinx. That is not just a stat. It reflects families, workers, students, and small business owners who rely on a system that must be reliable, safe, and equitable. My role has been to ensure that their voices and the voices of all historically underserved communities are reflected in our decisions, our investments, and our priorities. During my tenure, I have focused on advancing equity, strengthening accountability, and supporting a transportation system that meets the needs of a growing and evolving city. There is still important work ahead. Director Henderson mentioned most of those things, but I will reiterate. Improving service reliability, addressing safety concerns, and ensuring financial sustainability while keeping equity at the center and the forefront of our decisions. If reappointed, I will remain committed to advancing equity, improving reliability, and supporting a transportation system San Franciscans can depend on. Thank you for your consideration, and I welcome any questions from the committee.
Thank you so much, Director. And seeing no questions or comments from colleagues, Mr. Clerk, please call for public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should like to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And again, I also just want to thank you for your continued willingness to serve during this time. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Thanks from me and District 8 as well. And I would like to move that we strike rejecting, keep approving, and forward the nomination of Stephanie Kajina for reappointment to the MTA Board of Directors with positive recommendation to the full board.
Thank you.
Yes, on the motion to amend to approve the appointment and to recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Clerk, please call item number three.
Item number three is a motion approving rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Eric Dasmalchi to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors, term ending February 26, 2030.
Thank you so much. And I believe Eric is here this morning. Thank you. And please tell us about yourself and why you want to serve.
I'd be honored to. Good morning, Chair Walton, members of the Rules Committee. My name is Eric Dasmalchi. I'm one of the mayor's nominees to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors. I grew up in the Bay Area, and for a long time I've been interested in cities, in the environment, in transportation, and, you know, in the way all those fields interact and have very real impacts to issues like affordability and quality of life. I went to UC Berkeley for undergrad, majoring in urban studies and also Japanese language, spent some time in Los Angeles, received a master's degree in urban and regional planning from UCLA, and after about 6 years in Los Angeles, I moved back to the Bay Area and actually moved to Treasure Island in August 2024, partially for very human reasons. You know, I wanted open space, I wanted clean air, but also because I was aware of the development plan and, you know, honestly impressed by the vision to build a community that is sustainable, that is equitable, that serves current and future San Franciscans in all of our diversity. It has been so exciting to meet my neighbors, whether they're new arrivals or longtime island residents, including at community events hosted by One Treasure Island. It's been great to see infrastructure like Cityside Park be completed, see folks out there enjoying it. I've attended multiple TIDA meetings and also try and, you know, keep up with what's going on at TIDA by reading the board reports and planning documents. I know that planning process continues. There's a, you know, a proposal to increase substantially the number of units planned for the island, actually. But I also know that, you know, it's time to treat Treasure Island like a neighborhood on the mainland, you know, to make sure we're providing public goods and city services, you know, at the same level in the rest of San Francisco. And I look forward to finding opportunities to do that. I also know there's opportunities to, you know, increase the pace of implementation for the island's transportation plan. I, too, rely on public transit. It took me to get here today. And, you know, it is a lifeline for island residents. But it's also just essential to, you know, potentially housing 20,000, 30,000 people on a 1 square mile island with, you know, highly constrained transportation infrastructure. So I look forward to the opportunity to work with and learn from TIDA staff as well as across city departments to help, you know, turn these plans into reality. So I look forward to the chance to work with the Board of Supervisors. So, you know, thank you so much for your consideration, and I'd be honored to serve.
Thank you, Eric. I do have one question, and yes. I'll be asking the same question of our next candidate. How do you feel about tolls for residents?
Well, first of all, as I understand, there is a toll exemption in place for long-time residents. But setting that aside, you know, for future residents, I think, you know, tolling is a commitment made in the planning process. It's in the environmental impact report. You know, in my view, it is fairly mandatory. And also just, you know, knowing what I know from studying transportation, it is an essential tool to manage demand. You know, we have a single lane roadway to get off the island. If, you know, everyone's making that trip by private car every time, you know, it wouldn't be a good experience for anybody. So, you know, I want to make sure we have the transit. I want to make sure we have other options. And I also know that, you know, when people are sitting in traffic, that time disappears. You know, can't use it for anything. When people pay a toll, that creates revenue, and it's revenue that, you know, can and should be, you know, reinvested in transportation options or, you know, indeed just given to people who would have trouble affording the toll so that, you know, if they need to drive, they can get where they need to go. So, you know, I do support tolling, but I'm, you know, well aware of the equity concerns and, you know, we'll work to make sure we implement it in the most equitable way possible.
Thank you. I definitely hope that looking at alternatives for resources other than taxing people just to get home,
right,
and taxing people to go to and from work is something that is always prioritized when we have this conversation. President Meadows, oh, no. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Clerk, no more questions. Would you please call for a public comment?
Yes, members of the public wish to speak on this item. Should I speak at this time? Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I've known Eric for 7 years. I went to school with him at UCLA, and I found him to be a not only deeply knowledgeable but very curious classmate. He either immediately knew the answers to everything or by the next morning knew the answer. And as a resident of Treasure Island, I have been really impressed by his ability not only to enmesh himself in the community but also become almost like a historian and local advocate. So I just wanted to speak to approving and endorsing his qualification for this position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. Jane Natoli. I've gotten to know Eric as a volunteer, and I'm here to speak in support of his nomination. I've seen him share his enthusiasm and his passion for Treasure Island. I think that's exactly the kind of fit we need on this sort of body. He'll bring that energy. He's been a huge, huge booster of trying to get people out to the island to experience what's going on, and I know he'll care about that future and the future residents as well as the current residents. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. You know, on the topic of tolling generally and tolling at Treasure Island, it seems I've been on this board now for, and the Transportation Authority Board, for nearly 8 years. You're getting to 7.5. We've spent a lot of time talking about tolling at Treasure Island, and I think the reason, you know, the conversation continues, one, of course, is the commitment the city made that that was going to be part of our environmental strategy. It, of course, is not going to work to have everyone trying to drive on and off the island if we, you know, are going to build it out at the scale that we want. We've seen in other places that congestion pricing can be a tool, but it is a hard tool to make work. Well, it can be a good tool, and it can be used equitably if you're using the revenue that is generated from the tolling for equitable purposes. But it's been a very hard thing to do at Treasure Island, and I do think that if the conversation is going to continue and we're going to continue to spend, or future generations of supervisors are going to spend as much time talking about tolling on the island as we have, I mean, I hope that's not the case. I think it, you know, somehow a decision is going to have to get made about how to handle congestion on the island. At any rate, I am, you know, I think that Eric DeSmalchi will be an excellent addition to the TIDA Board of Directors, and I want to thank him for his willingness to serve. I want to thank the folks who came out to speak on his behalf, and I would like to make a motion rejecting and keep approving his appointment, and forward that amended motion to the full board with positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend, to approve the appointment and to recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, would you please call item number 4?
Item number 4 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Timothy Koja Minta to the Treasure Island Development Authority Board of Directors, term ending April 28, 2030.
Thank you, and I see Timothy is here with us. If you could come up and tell us about yourself and why you want to serve in this capacity.
Good morning, Chair Walton, President Mandelman, and Supervisor Sherrill. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for this opportunity. So just a little bit of background about myself. I grew up in Eugene, Oregon, actually. My parents are both from Ghana, but I've been in the city for about 21 years now. I studied at the University of Pennsylvania, got my bachelor's degree in economics, and then I got my master's of science degree in local economic development at the London School of Economics. You know, my passion for economic development goes way back, right? The first time I went to Ghana with my mom, I saw the disparity in living standards, and I really just wanted to understand it and hopefully be able to make an impact someday in some way on that front. So my career actually took me into tech. I work for Adobe, lead a team of sales engineers. We focus on data products, but I always sort of had a passion for giving back, right? I think it's just the way I was raised. So, you know, I moved here. I immediately joined Big Brother, Big Sister, and I was a Big Brother for 10 years. Really wonderful experience, and helped me understand the more underserved communities of San Francisco, and be able to make an impact in my small way there. While I was doing that, I actually felt like I had a bit more bandwidth to help out. So that's when I actually joined the board of Urban Services YMCA. My friend and colleague Manny Rodriguez is here. He's on the Y. He was leading the board from the Y's perspective, and so that was a great experience because, you know, I got to get a little deeper into sort of the underserved communities in the city and understand, you know, their workings. And I was able to make an impact on that front through the nonprofit sector. And I actually most recently joined the board of, it's called Scholars for Educational Opportunity, SEO Scholars. Similarly, you know, I mentored two juniors in high school. And so being able to mentor them and also serve on the board was a great experience as well. And again, just trying to make an impact in the ways I'm able for the city. And then, you know, beyond that, I've also had a passion for really trying to support candidates that I think can make a difference in terms of, you know, the development of the city. So I did some campaigning for David Chu a while back and also for President Biden. That was sort of a side thing. And then most recently, Mayor Lurie. And so, you know, when I spoke to the mayor after his victory, he basically said, you know, I'm looking for good people to help implement my agenda. And I raised my hand. I said, yes, I would love to. And so ultimately, that led me to where we are today for the TIDA board nomination. And really, I think what it comes down to is I'm excited about this opportunity because it brings together multiple aspects of my background, right? The academic background in economic growth and development, the community service aspect, being able to make an impact on a specific community in the city, and then also just my my knowledge of City Hall through the mayor and understanding how to get things done and how to work as a liaison between the board supervisors and TIDA itself. So, again, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to be here today, and I want to thank Mayor Lurie as well, obviously.
Thank you so much. And I do have actually two questions for you. The first one is, how do you feel about tolls for residents on the island?
Yeah, so when I was in London, they actually implemented a congestion charge. I remember that pretty vividly. It was interesting. And there's a lot of pushback because of the impact it had on the lower-income residents, right? And I remember that visceral reaction. I remember the protests, and I remember, you know, just hearing a lot about it. And so my gut reaction is I am not really leaning towards the idea of a toll just because of the disproportionate impact it has on lower-income communities. But having said that, I think it's an issue that I'd really want to study in depth and understand every aspect of it before coming to a full conclusion.
Well, no, I appreciate that. And again, I hope that, you know, everyone is looking at alternatives. I too had a chance to go to London and study their model, and also in Sweden. And it definitely worked in London for a while, but in actuality, after a while, people just figured it out and started paying the toll too. And it didn't really help with congestion in the long term. Mm-hmm. But definitely appreciate your response. You also talked about your great respect for the mayor and being appointed by the mayor. Are you wanting to serve in this capacity for the mayor or for the residents of Treasure Island and the residents of San Francisco?
It's for the residents of the island. I'm grateful for the opportunity that the mayor has provided me, but ultimately it comes down to being able to make an impact on the community. And actually, I have a friend of mine, Misun Boyce, who she's a business owner on the island. She owns a restaurant called Mersey, and I've spent a good amount of time with her over the last couple of months, getting to understand the inner workings of the island, her personal story, but also from a business perspective, you know what it takes, how she interacts with TIDA board and whatnot. And ultimately, I'm here because I care about making an impact on the people of the city. It's not really the mayor. I'm just grateful for the opportunity that the mayor provided me for this.
Thank you so much. And I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues, so we will go to public comment. Thank you.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Good morning. Good morning, supervisors. My name is Manuel Rodriguez. I am the Associate Vice President of Government Relations at YMCA of San Francisco, and I serve as a member of our Juvenile Probation Commission. I'm a 30-year San Francisco resident, and I'm here to endorse Kojo's candidacy for the TIDA Taito Board. Known Kojo since about 2012 to about 2016 when he served on the Urban Services Board of Directors. At that time, Kojo was instrumental with our fundraising support, strategic messaging, as well as, you heard some things that he mentioned, getting connected to community and actually engaged with a lot of the residents and a lot of the community that Urban Services and the YMCA of San Francisco works with. When he told me that he was going to be nominated for this for TIDA, I was excited and I was willing, more than happy, to come out and support his candidacy. YMCA of San Francisco works with TIDA, doing community work on the island, helping the residents and families of Treasure Island to create opportunities, academic education, as well as enrichment opportunities like swimming at an Embarcadero YMCA, as well as other field trips. So I'm here to support Kojo's candidacy for TIDA. And if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
Thank you so much.
Hello. My name is Misun Boyce. I'm here to endorse the candidacy for Kojo. Recent friend, he's come to my restaurant. I'm the owner of Merce Restaurant on Treasure Island. We have been there as of January 8 years. I found it refreshing that in the last couple of months that he actually reached out to the small businesses on the island. I think that oftentimes, you know, the project is amazing and the development's been amazing, and I have been a supporter of the growth of the island and pretty much invested my life savings and all the equity in my house to build that business, a little restaurant built out of 14 shipping containers. But I think that by reaching out to the small business owners of Treasure Island like us, Araceli's and Abdo with the grocery store, not only is he supporting the legacy and understanding what it is that we need as a small business, the small businesses on any community on Treasure Island, especially in the, well, in 7 years going on our 8 years, we have been in business. We have supported the community in a multiplicity of ways. Right after the pandemic, we partnered with One Treasure Island to provide 200 meals every week for a year for free for the island residents. So we want to support our community. That's one of the reasons I wanted to be involved on Treasure Island, because I grew up in Kansas in a small town, and I believe in that restaurants are small communities. And we supported the Coast Guard when the government shut down. We fed the enlistees. We provided 50 desks for all the kids on the island during the pandemic. I could go on, and I've hired 60% of my staff are all Treasure Island residents. They're part of the HealthRight 360 program. I've hired staff from Job Corps. In fact, one of them is now leading my kitchen when he graduated, and he's been with us since 7 years that we've been open. So as by supporting small businesses, we're able to support the residents. So that's, I hope the Kojo will.
Thank you.
Sorry, thank you. I didn't see the clock.
Good morning, Supervisor Walton, Cheryl, and Mandelman. My name is Linda Fiddicky Richardson, and I am the president of Treasure Island Development Authority. I want to thank Mayor Laurie for nominating Eric and Kojo to Treasure Island Development Authority, and thank you for your support of both of them. And I just want to today again come in to give my support and let everybody know that there are the additions to Treasure Island Board of Directors that we are ready and to move the project forward. Treasure Island development is driving San Francisco economy. And throughout the year, I know I'm going to have the opportunity to come back to let you know what we are doing. We are building housing on Treasure Island, and we have major announcements that we'll be making in a couple of months. And as far as transportation, you all have been very supportive. And we're going to be looking at alternatives and ways that we can get people for the island. So I'm just here again to give my colleagues a shout out and to encourage you all to continue to help us. And we will, you and I, you know me, I'm around town, and all the supervisors, and I will be coming at some point to give you an update on the great things that are happening on the island. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Iolanthe Denman. I am a proud resident of San Francisco. I've lived here for over 20 years, and I've known Kodjo for over a decade, and I can speak to his both personal and professional passion for the city and now the broader city, which includes Treasure Island. I'm a florist, so I am a working member of, proud working member of San Francisco. I don't make tech money, and I'm a passionate believer in especially affordable housing, which I know Treasure Island is a big part of. So I can definitely speak to his passion and qualification for the position. Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public for public comment on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton, and thank you very much, Kodjo, for raising your hand to serve. I'd like to move to strike rejecting and keep approving and forward Mr. Minta's nomination for appointment to TIDA to the full Board of Supervisors with a positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend to approve the appointment and to recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Please call item number 5, Mr. Clerk.
Item number 5 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayoral reappointment of Anna Van Degna to the Redevelopment Successor Agency Oversight Board, term ending January 24th, 2030.
Thank you, and I believe Anna is here. Would you please come up and tell us why you want to continue to serve?
Good morning, Cheryl Walton, President Mandelman, and Supervisor Cheryl. Thank you for considering my reappointment to OCI's Oversight Board. My name is Anna Van Degna, and I currently serve as the city's Public Finance Director. I've had the privilege of serving on the Oversight Board since 2020. In my current job, one of my primary responsibilities is to oversee the administration and issuance of the city's general fund and tax pact debt. Prior to joining the city, I spent the majority of my career as a banker assisting public agencies across California with the issuance of municipal debt. In both roles, I gained experience in redevelopment financing through work with former redevelopment agencies and newer infrastructure financing districts. The Oversight Board plays a supporting role in the broader dissolution process. We approve the annual Recognized Obligation Payment Schedule, or ROPS, before it is submitted to the state, and we review the proposed issuance of tax increment debt and modifications to enforceable obligations. In doing so, we help ensure that the commitments of the former redevelopment agency are carried out responsibly and transparently for both the holders of the enforceable obligations as well as the taxing entities that are entitled to receive the residual revenues. As a longtime resident of San Francisco, I appreciate the opportunity to contribute to this work in a small but meaningful way, particularly as it supports affordable housing and advances key development projects to strengthen San Francisco's economy. If reappointed, I look forward to the opportunity to continue to serve in this capacity, and I'd be happy to answer any questions today.
Thank you so much. I don't see any questions from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, please call for public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to make comment on this matter? There are no commenters on this matter.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Chair Walton, and thank you, Ms. Van Degna, for being willing to continue to serve. I'd like to make a motion to strike rejecting, keep approving, and forward this item to the full board with positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend to approve the appointment and recommend as amended. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items this afternoon or this morning?
That completes today's agenda for the Rules Committee.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.